This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's summertime.
Celebrate the independence of the United States of America, making it, at least at the time when we declared our independence, we really were free. I'm not sure I think that that's the case anymore. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a farmer yesterday about all the things that we have to go through. And I don't mean to make this a B-I-T-C-H session, because we have so much to be thankful for. But we also have a lot of things that are distressing and in the way of us enjoying life, right? Things that just are dumb. By any stretch of any measure of imagination, things that we're required to do. And how many of you think about the government first before you do anything? What's the government going to say? What can we do? You know, what do we have? Is it legal? The whole business of fireworks and how that has in
my neighbors didn't get the memo last night.
No, really?
I didn't know what to say. Most neighbors don't.
Right.
It's the unofficial look the other way day.
I kind of want to go outside and scream. You know, some people still have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
It would be more tolerable if it was held to just Independence Day, the actual day celebration, but it is the whole week leading up to it, is the week after.
Careful of your dogs. It affects dogs more than anything else. Dogs. Don't have any dogs around when that's going on. You should have, if you do fireworks and you don't protect your dog, somebody should come take the dog away from you. That's how strong that is.
I'm so scared at my house with my dad this weekend, and he's got sweet little Lindy, and there are neighbors just blowing fireworks off, and boy, she'd hightail it inside real fast. She's like, I'm getting
out of here. Which side of the house, the left side or the right side? As you look at it, well, I'm wondering which of the neighbors.
Oh, I don't know. Because we were in the backyard, so it was obviously in front of
the house.
Up
on the hill?
Oh, yeah, in front. So I just don't know which direction they were coming from. But
I'm just visualizing the backyard, the swimming pool, that little area where you have the cookout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking, well, it seems to me there's a house up on the hill above it.
There is, yeah.
And it's a busy neighborhood. All right, so we have something going on that's new, and I'm going to explain as we go along. From time to time, there is an opportunity for you right now to win 2 free nights in Las Vegas.
What?
All you have to do. Yeah, of course. Well, you go all the time. You can tell people about what's going on. What's the nightlife like? What's life like in Las Vegas? When you go there, how do you spend your time, Jennifer? What do you do?
Well, to be fair, I haven't been to Vegas in a couple of years, so I'm sure there's probably like 25 new hotels. But I'm not a huge gambler because I see all my money in shoes going away. Mm-hmm. So I spend very little time gambling. A little bit in front of the slot machines, but not a ton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of my best tips when you go to Vegas is, and it sounds so stupid, but they have the high roller, which is that slow-moving Ferris wheel like the London Eye.
Yes.
If you do that at sunset, you get the most incredible view of the Bellagio fountain show. It goes very slow. I like the cocktail car, so you can just, you know, get your drink, and you can sit up there, and you can watch the world go by.
Get
and
sloshed.
It's so nice. It's so fun. So that's one thing that I like. For nightlife, I do not know to go to nightclubs, but I do like Gilly's, the country bar on the Strip. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
there are lots of different things.
I'm sure there's a lot
for almost
of
anybody.
That people do that's way cooler than what I do. But
Jay, I wouldn't say. I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Wait, all the
just
shows
fun
are great.
Things. Yeah, lots of things. Jay, have you been to Vegas recently?
I have. Yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff to do. It's just there's such good food. I think my favorite thing is going to the restaurants to eat.
Yeah, there's great restaurants. Yeah.
Okay, so here you go. Win 2 free nights in Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG. Right now, call them. Somebody will actually talk to you. A live human being is on the other end of the phone. 800-419-DOUG. 3684. Call that number, and you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. That's all you have to do is call that number. Nothing. It's the easiest thing in the world. Not even a contest. You'll get by calling that number two free nights in Vegas. Bingo. 800-419-3684. It's a fabulous way for you to have a fabulous time. And you don't have to be caller 29 or any of that other stuff. 800-419-DOUG now, and you win a couple of nights in Vegas. How about that, Apples?
It's a giveaway. Isn't that awesome?
Yep, it sure is. All right. Now, let's deal with some facts, shall we, Jennifer? I know Jennifer is going to be happy to talk about the impeachment process. I think the latest to jump on this bandwagon is presidential candidate Nikki Haley, who over the weekend has talked about oversight. Excuse me, I have a little of the usual here. Forgive me for having whatever. I'd like to impeach whoever is in charge of allergies. Let's do that. It'll get further than having to impeach Joe Biden. Are we ever going to live through a presidency where somebody doesn't suggest that we probe into? I mean, in this circumstance, Biden's son has made him look foolish, whether he's involved in it or not. Not so much agreement on that, but Biden and his son is up to his ears and stuff, got a slap on the wrist, and so does that mean we should impeach Biden? I don't.
My answer is going to surprise you.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
look, I actually would like to impeach Biden for the things, if the things turn out to be true, that he's selling influence to the United States. But I don't know how helpful tying up an impeachment trial is right before the election year. If it were up to me, I'd let the election play out, make sure that the American people know why Republicans are looking at impeaching him, because there's a lot of evidence.
Yeah.
And make sure you're messaging that. Give the people the chance to decide. And then, in his final months, impeach him so it's on his record if he did sell out the United States, because that is a terrible crime. You should not be a president who's selling out the country that you represent. But I just don't know how helpful it is at this moment, because it ties up everybody, and I don't know.
It's not helpful. Not helpful. You can't get rid of the problems. The problem is electing people that aren't qualified to be president or should not be president for whatever reason you want to come up with. So there, you know, the giveaways, though, I've not remembered, and probably if I really thought about it, I could find times in our history when there's been more socialism. Biden, I never thought was, I thought Biden was pretty even-handed and wasn't as much of a giveaway artist, and maybe this is just him not really running the country, other people running the country. This plan to aid students who have debt was a bad plan to begin with. The Supreme Court.
Not constitutional.
Look,
I'm no constitutional scholar, but you know, like from the very beginning, that Congress holds the power of the purse, right? And
yeah.
So to have a president just say, I'm going to buy out your student loan debt in an effort to.
Well, what does he do for everybody else?
Right. What about the people who worked hard like you to put your kids through college?
Yeah.
You don't get a receipt for that.
No. And it's, I don't even remember whether there was a tax deduction attached to it. I guess there was, to a point. But that's not the point. This is the whole ruling, and if you understand the whys and wherefores, I don't know if it's important to get into the weeds of why we can do this or why we can't. Biden says this is legally sound. Obviously, the Supreme Court didn't agree with that. But then you have the Secretary of Education initiating a new rulemaking process. There will be an alternative path so that they can get around whatever the Supreme Court found it was the, and I don't know, remember the new one. Remember, they don't rule really on the general issue. They'll take one little piece, whatever it is that's been brought to their attention, and rule on that. Does the president have the authority under the law to do this? The answer is no. He does not have the ability to do it. So they're going to come up with some other cockamamie deal. to divide us.
The cockamamie idea, according to reports, like you know how they say an unnamed source at the White House.
Right. Yeah.
Said that this was something Kamala Harris was really pushing for in the run up to the election because everybody was nervous they were going to get shellacked. So they cooked
Kamala Harris, the worst vice president in the history of the United States. Is that the Kamala Harris you're talking about?
So one of two things is happening. Either that's true, and on the
what, that she's the worst vice president in the history of the country?
But no, that she came up with the idea and everything's fine. Or somebody in the White House is trying to scapegoat her to try to get her out, perhaps.
Well, they want to get rid of her anyway, with good reason. She's you know how Jay likes to pat me on the back when I come up with something that sticks? And there's nothing that goes further back into my mind than the time when I was first on KABC, she was just getting started. And I interviewed her, and I thought she was the most self-serving, immodest person that I had met. And she was probably in her, early 30s then? Well, how old is she now? 60-something. So
if that,
how many years ago was when I was on KABC in the mid-90s? So, good heavens. All right, now, talking about the Supreme Court, the discrimination, the business about this woman who was a Christian, I don't even get why this got this far. So she got her own business. She has a right to do business with whomever. We had this cake thing.
Thank
wasn't there a
that's
cake
exactly
thing?
Exactly right.
A couple of years ago. Wasn't the cake thing?
Do this with a wedding cake.
Yeah, right. So, okay, you don't want to do business with them. You want to be a mug?
Here's what's kind of silly. I mean, the reason that they're I think, had to do it again is that the state of Colorado has this law that says that you cannot discriminate against people for any reason based on, you know, sex or color or whatever. Okay, so that's fine. But now you're discriminating against religious people who say they don't want to do this kind of stuff. Does it get over?
Well, either that or you're discriminating against bigots.
I've always said, if I'm a gay person and I want to buy a wedding cake and someone doesn't want to make me a cake, why would I force that?
Great question.
Do I want that person spitting in the cake? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I want to take my money someplace where somebody does want to serve me?
Yeah, how do you know they're going
to
put worms
that business
in the cake? Yeah.
And as anybody who
I just don't understand that.
Yeah, as an advocate for it, you wouldn't want to support those businesses either. Let them be known.
Uh-huh. Well, everything has to be open for everybody, and that's just not the way it ought to be, frankly. You do business with whom you want, and don't do business with people you don't want. 18 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Half the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I noticed that everybody's friend Elon Musk has announced that there's going to be a cap on the number of tweets Twitter users can read. What about displaying? What is the point of this? Is anybody? He's the owner, so I guess he can do what he wants. I wonder what the reason is.
I thought you would really like this because he said he wanted people to get outside.
Yeah, don't spend so much time.
Okay, so you can't take an iPhone with you outside to sit around the swimming pool and go back and forth with tweets?
Well, his point was, the caption for Twitter blew at 6,000 tweets. Hmm. I mean, it's like, if you're doing more than that, your head's going to explode anyway. I don't know.
This is
also a push for Twitter Blue, because if you do not have, if you don't have it, it's 600 posts?
Yes, which is low, yeah.
Well, the other side of it is, how about we do an educational focus on what happens to people who spend so much time? There's a reason. Maybe he's just saying, okay, we don't want people to spend that much time. But why? What does it do for you? What does the physical reality of people who sit around on their fat arse all day long doing this stuff or walking into traffic reading whatever is so important on their device, or what it does to the mush in your brain, or what it does because people aren't exercising and the generation of wimps that's coming along. I can go on and on about this. There's lots of different things that would seem to me educationally could come out of, okay, let's not have people spending so much time, and here are the reasons why. What can you do with your time? What's better use of your time?
That's a good point. Yeah, well, and also, maybe. With the limit on tweets that you can read, you don't get to pick which tweets you are reading. Twitter tells you which tweets they're going to show to you to read. And now it's not even just people that you are following. They give suggested profiles and suggested tweets all the time. The majority of the news feed isn't even, it's not even anybody that the account I use follows.
Really?
Like, Jen, I have to search your name. You're probably the one that, because I use Good Day on Air,
mm-hmm.
And Jen, you're probably the one I interact with the most, and I have to search your name to see any of your tweets. They do not show up in the news.
Isn't that funny? Well, also, I have conservative stink on me, so they probably, have buried me in the algorithm.
But see, I thought once you were verified that it kind of brought you out of it. Yeah.
I know. You would think.
you have conservative stink on you? Is that what?
That's what I always tell people. I have conservative stink on me.
Conservative
because
stink.
It depends on the platform. Like for Twitter, Twitter is where I do most of my political stuff. And then, you know, I don't know. I'm just terrible at social media. I'm not consistent. So I get buried. It's very simple.
All right. On the Good Day Show website, our social media, you'll see a promo for tomorrow because Jennifer will be sleeping. But Jay and I will be here on the Good Day program so that we can do the regalia stuff. We'll have a lot of patriotic music, some stories. And so every time we do something like this, there's somebody who responded to something, and I don't even know what this guy. Whenever somebody writes, like this is Brett Kippelstein, who says it's a little too left-leaning for our sensibilities. Jay, do you know what that was all about? What was that supposed
what
to
was it on?
Responding? I don't know. I just see on the Good Day Show website the picture of me and Good Day Networks and yada, yada, yada. And so is this guy referencing all the things that we do or too left? I don't know.
Left-leaning? Have you listened to the program? But then again, I mean, it's one of those things that, because we have asked before, where do you think we lie in terms of politics? And most people identify Jen as right.
Yeah.
Doug, most people have said you are a little bit left or libertarian. And then for me, people who are on the right say I'm far left. People who are on the left say I'm an extreme right. It's incredible what perception is.
Well, so that's good because you confuse people a little bit, which is appropriate. We ought to all be able to think for ourselves and not be labeled. Thank you very much. Hello to Donna. This is Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Never grocery shop when you're hungry. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Money Talks News urges against serving size portions. They're convenient, but you're paying for packaging and the labor to assemble it, as you will see by comparing unit price with bigger sizes that you can baggie up yourself. And demote meat from its starring role to the supporting cast in tasty casseroles and soups and stews. Regardless of how carefully a shop, you're racing the clock because food expires. Slightly stale bread makes great French toast, or you can use it for breadcrumbs, and you can freeze breads, bagels, and muffins. Let them thaw overnight and they're good as new. Turn overripe bananas into banana bread, or freeze them and then mash them up in the food processor for a yummy and healthy dessert. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A 40-year-old suspect is in custody after a shooting in southwestern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, left 4 people dead and 2 others injured last night. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said at a news conference the suspect was armed with a semi-automatic rifle and a bulletproof vest. All of the victims in the rampage were males.
Thank God our officers were here on scene. They responded as quickly as they did. They showed, I can't even describe the level of bravery and courage that was shown, not in addition to the restraint that was also shown here.
Actor Robert De Niro says he's deeply distressed by the sudden death of his 19-year-old grandson. His daughter, Drena De Niro, said her son, Leandro, was found dead in a Lower Manhattan apartment yesterday morning. Police said his friend went to check in on him after not hearing from him for several days. Police are investigating the death as a possible overdose. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
Believe in magic? I can't remember. It was a disc jockey when I was working in one of the stations in Boston. He called himself the Magic Christian. He had a great voice. He had one of those There were a lot of them then. There are only a few of them now who are really good, who could say something in 14 seconds. Those guys could get it down. There are a few that are, the guy named J-Bo Jones, his real name is Jim Dunn, who's been a New England jock for a long time. He's done Sirius 70s channel as well now, besides doing a local shift here. And he can get into a story and tell it as well as anybody I've heard for a long time. And that's the kind of stuff we sort of, as broadcasters, we, whether listeners understand what's really going on or not, remains to be seen. But it just is kind of neat to, as somebody who's been in the business doing it for a long time, even when I was playing music, I always had a hard time hitting the post because I always wanted to talk.
That
just sounds like you at all. No. The program director used to come in and tell me to shut the F up and play the music. So it was exciting. Yes, it's all about excitement. Everything's just about ready. Big players this week working through all of the things, schmoozing with each other. Maybe you have a beer or you're having fun. You're out in the boat, but still keep in mind what we're really all about here. It's Independence Day week. So calculate some time at least to talk about the pivotal times in our country's history that we ought to know more about. It's kind of shameful what little people know about the history, the real history of the country, the entanglements, things that took place so that we could be happy and live happily ever after. Or at least for a while, anyway. Who knows? Everybody's always messing. The human condition is we got to mess around with things. We got to change them. We have to bring them up to date or whatever it is. And I'm not sure. And I think all of that is necessary or cool. Here's some good news from Texas. Teenager there that went missing 8 years ago. How about this? Think about this for a second, and what would happen in your family if somebody just went missing 8 years ago and then turned up alive?
Oh, that's 20, a miracle.
He's 25 years old now, and what happened, it still kind of remains a mystery. The Texas Center for Missing Children said that Rudy Farias of Houston, subject of a nationwide, what do they call them, Amber Alert?
Mm-hmm.
Has been located safely and is recovering in a hospital.
Where the heck was he?
He was walking two dogs near his home in March of 2015. One dog returned home, the other one didn't, and he didn't. He was 18 then and just gone in the wind. A family member said that he was depressed as a youngster. He lost an older brother in a motorcycle accident, so he... And he had a friend that died also. And so he was depressed. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the police didn't suspect foul play, but friends and family thought, well, what the heck? This isn't like this guy to just disappear. And you know what? There still isn't. He hasn't talked enough to tell anybody where he was.
Oh, my God.
He just showed up.
That
so
is
imagine.
So creepy. Then I feel like it's like the aliens have taken him. You
well,
know?
Yeah.
I went to a cult. Did he find
a cult?
A way to? Because I feel like a lot of times when it comes to the stereotypical cult, they feed off of people who are depressed or feeling lonely or have lost a lot and are looking to be a part of something. Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the story of a fellow who read that story. And he relates, in 1950, my brother, who was 15 at the time, told me he was leaving and to tell our parents not to worry. He was going off to work in another state. This guy never saw his brother again until he ran into him 40 years later when he was fishing in a tournament in another state. And the brother showed up. He recognized him. They talked a little bit. And then they went their separate ways. It was like it was a different world, a different person. It's just sad when you think about it that way. But is that us interpreting what somebody else... Maybe this is what made him happy, much as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Everyone has different family dynamics.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes just because you're blood, it doesn't necessarily make you family.
Nope, that's right. Some people can't stand the people in the family. And sometimes, again, like I have a family on the farm. I have a family on the radio. You are all my family, Jennifer and Jay. James, all of us are part of the same family, and it's It's a good feeling. It's a warm feeling. It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
A feeling.
It is.
Study out today on people who are angry. Ah, yes.
Yeah.
You love those people. Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. People prone to be angry are, quote, more likely to believe in conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't find myself angry, but, you know, I do love a good conspiracy theory.
Well, I think that this is a way to try to find a way to
diminish people.
Yeah, to push these people off to the side.
Look at you sounding like me now. There you go.
No, I've sounded like you. You sound like me.
Okay, fine.
I was the one who started all this. It wasn't you. It was me.
You sound angry.
Anyway. Okay, Jennifer, thank you very much. This is a report published in Out Today in the Journal of Research in Personality shows that researchers have suggested individuals who are more susceptible to anger are more susceptible to conspiracy beliefs. Why? Why would that be? I don't see how the dots are connected here. You know, then they use as an example what happened at the start of the COVID pandemic and whether there were... Listen, I went on the air, I think, the first or second day and said it was the Wuhan, the laboratory in Wuhan, and that they let the stuff out. They didn't do it directly or purposely in their own country, but they were going to send it somewhere else. And then, you know, other things that are related to this sort of thing, the idea that we were just talking about some kid maybe is abducted. There are more and more, more and more, and more and more reasons to believe in UFOs, to believe in ESP, to believe in things. But because conventional wisdom, the government is so powerful, and the news media is so powerful, it doesn't want you to know and or believe. And you could say, well, that sounds like a conspiracy theory in and of itself, and maybe it is. I don't trust most of the news media. I don't trust the government, frankly. I have never in my life, really. I started out as a kid as a libertarian. And so those of you who are trying to buttonhole me, there's a difference between libertarian, even though the real word liber means free. I believe I am a free thinker. And I don't like the liber assigned to liberal because it doesn't work any more than conservative really works for people who are right of center. You have to buttonhole them. It just isn't. That's not the way the words work. But we've taken words even and twisted them and turned them around and phrases to fit our own desire to try to keep people in their place, if you will. And that makes me, I don't know if it's angry. People, I'm mad at you. Well, mad has a whole different connotation than anger. And maybe even anger is you're concerned or you're upset or whatever. I don't know, whatever it is. But I do know that these people are trying to convince us that anger is connected to conspiracy beliefs. I know a lot of people, I would be offended, frankly. I don't think I'm angry. I think I have my moments.
Passionate.
Yeah, right. And so if this is the way it is, this is yet another sales job for me, another hose job, to try to convince me that I'm wrong and everybody else is right. Anybody who's normal, that doesn't get angry all the time, is certainly not going to believe in conspiracies. Bourgeois.
But also, anger is a secondary emotion. It's not primary. It's typically an emotion that either follows or is used to cover up other emotions like fear or sadness.
Yeah.
Because
mostly fear.
Yeah.
Mostly it's fear. Yeah.
Because
mostly
anger is easier.
Yeah. Sure is. All right. Here's something to make you happy. A father who drives 1,000 miles after his wife and his children couldn't get into... Well, I guess they get into Disney, but they couldn't get out of there. The flight was canceled.
Oh, the flight. So. I thought you meant like they were locked in Disney jail or something.
No. So he drove down from New Jersey to Disney to pick them up. His name is Nathan Montez. Dropped his wife and two children at the airport to begin their trip to Disney World. United canceled their flights to Florida. And so he got a car and he drove them down there. I thought that was kind of cool, right?
That's awesome.
Isn't that great? Yeah. Is that great parenting?
Well, it's pretty nice, I think. Yeah.
But also think about the memories that they made in that car ride. Road trip down to Disney, yes.
Other names in the news today. Tyler West, flipping through his fiancée's baby book. Mr. West saw a photograph of his mother. His mother, a registered nurse, helped to deliver the woman that he's going to marry. How do you like that? For, what do we call that? Synchronicity.
A full circle moment, man.
Yeah, right. His wife's name is Kelsey. They're from Clearfield, Utah. They're looking at the pictures, and there's the mother helping to deliver the baby. And how does that, how often do you think something like that would happen?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, right?
They need to go play the lottery.
Yeah, right. All right, another name in the news today, Magnolia Woodhead. Uh-oh, here we go again. Another shark attack. This one over the weekend in Cocoa Beach, Florida. 12-year-old girl injured while swimming south of the pier. She was attacked by a shark. How many of these damn things have we had in the past 2-3 weeks? Every day there's an alligator or a shark that's coming out of the water to get your leg, to get your arm, to get your head, whatever it can get.
Now, is that a conspiracy theory?
Well, right? Yeah. Maybe.
Are there actually more? Does it just seem like more because it's just that time of the year when it picks up again? You know what I mean?
Husband picks up this 12-year-old girl. The blood is drizzling out of the veins in her leg. And this is, she went to the hospital, got 50 stitches. Imagine that, but she's lucky. The shark did bite her twice, didn't take her whole leg off. God love her. At 48 after the hour here on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's July the 3rd, Monday. That's time for Tommy the K from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and all the other ancillary ways you can find answers to your questions. But the best way is to send one here if you're a listener, because I'm guessing some of the people that listen to you on the weekend, Tommy, listen to this program and vice versa.
At least of that's course, the because they have excellent taste.
Right.
Excellent taste, that's right.
And here's an example of that. Marietta says she has an asphalt driveway full of ruts and holes. That's because you had the wrong people do your driveway, Marietta. Or maybe it was like that when you bought it in. So resurfacing. Now, I'm going through this right now with my driveway. Yep. I had, when I first moved into this house, let's see, what's the 8 years ago, I had the driveway was a mess, and I had a fellas come in and patch where it was messy, and then oil it and stone it. And that was less expensive. It's lasted this long. The only drawback was the stones got all over the lawn every winter when the plows came in. Right. So apparently there's a new way of doing that, Tommy. You've probably researched it, whether that's right for this lady or not. What do you advise?
Well, when she says she has a driveway that's full of ruts and holes, to me that sounds like the structure of the driveway has failed. And you can't resurface over a bad structure. And by structure, I mean when you do a driveway and you do it the right way, you put a lot of gravel down first, and you compact the gravel.
Roll
it. Very heavy machines to compact that gravel. And when it's done, that gravel is almost as tight as a roadway. You know, you can drive over it, and it would still be really tight. And on top of that is what you put the asphalt. And then when you put the asphalt in, you can choose different types of grit, so to speak, in the asphalt, which I think is what you're referring to. And a lot of people want it to be very smooth and shiny looking, but the problem is that that's a very sandy asphalt, and that's not very strong. So you want sort of a medium-grade aggregate in there so that it will really stand up. So I think if you have a driveway where the base is that shot, it is not possible for you simply to resurface it. I would take it out, Marietta, and start from new.
And one of the things about that business, Alibaba and the 40 Thieves thrive in the asphalt business.
That's true. Well, especially a lot of money. Sealing business. You know, these guys that I have extra sealer left over from a job.
Yeah,
well,
right.
That means that you're not very good at determining how much material.
No, it means you screwed the last customer.
Right.
It's didn't put it all down. Yeah, right. Be careful of all those people. All right, let's see what's going on. The Money Pit Podcast. You always have great things. What's on the next episode?
We talk about chilling on a budget in these hot days of summer. Free ways to cool your home. We kind of run through all the low-cost to no-cost ways to stay cool and comfortable in your home. You know, tips like making sure you have window coverings on the south side of your house, making sure if you have an air conditioning compressor that it is properly shaded. If you're going to run heat generating appliances like dryers or ovens, run them in the evening, you know, when you're not having to pay for more air conditioning to balance that out. So we walk you through those low cost to no cost ways. We talk about ways to paint smarter and not harder. Have you used these high efficiency airless paint sprayers, Doug?
Yes, I bought one. I just bought one to use to paint some of the equipment on the farm.
Yep.
And you can use it on the house too if you just tape up all the windows and make sure they're sealed.
Yeah.
Right? You can get underneath you get into places that you might not be able to get into with a brush, I think, can't you?
That's right. You know what it's great for? Fencing and things like that or furniture. And when you're trying to do, and the idea of these being airless means they have about 50% less overspray than the old kind, which used to get it all over the stinking place.
Right.
You know,
right?
Sloppy, but still efficient.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, you want to protect the property as much as anything else. All right. So now we have the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Then you have the Money Pit newsletter. I don't know how you come up with all this content. But you always have things. Sometimes you share them, I guess, don't you, from one venue to another? Or
oh, yeah,
everything?
We do. I mean, look, we've been doing this for many, 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 many years. And fortunately, our content is not does not change with the dates, you know, changes with the season. Not like news, but changes with the season. So we have content that we refresh and content that's popular. We keep doing it over and over again because people want to hear it.
Safe house plants for pet lovers. That looks something that would be important because you get a pet going to chew around on most anything, and some stuff they get into is not good.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we have a lot of data there on the plants that are poisonous to pets, like Diffenbachia and aloe. Aloe you think of as a really lovely houseplant that's bad for pets. And philodendrons is bad for pets. And the snake plant, which is a very popular type of plant. See that all over the place.
Who would buy a snake? Anything called a snake plant?
Yeah, I know. It's got a weird name, but it's kind of a cool, beautiful plant.
Is it? Looks like a snake, does it?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. But check it out. Moneypit.com/newsletter. Moneypit.com/ everything. Just go to Moneypit and you'll learn how the world works. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen now on the Good Day program. It's 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.